So what do you think?
She looks perfect.
Hello, romantics. This is Mrs. Love giving you a shout out today. I just played a little clip from you, from Joe, the love scene. One of his songs where we're talking about love today. And today I want to talk about how we act, how we are, how we oversell ourselves. This is a little add-on to our last episode with insecurities. Today I'm going to be talking about how we can oversell ourselves to our partner, and then having to upkeep that portrayal through our entire relationship, which can make things difficult. You don't want to act more than what you are. You want to be yourself in any relationship you come into, whether it's your relationship for a moment or whether you're looking at this person as a lifelong partner. You just want to make sure when you're entering any relationship, you're not overselling yourself to one person, because you don't want them to think that this is the package that they're going to get every day for the rest of their lives. No one is perfect, and that's something you definitely have to remember. So when you're entering a relationship, right, you don't want to show all your flaws and your baggage at the beginning, but you don't want to give too much of yourself, because this is not what the person may be expecting permanently. Keep that in mind. Now, we got a message today from a young lady on our romance site. She stated that she would wake up before her partner to brush her teeth. Now, I know there are plenty of people out there, and this is the first time I've heard of this, that wakes up before their partner and they try to wake up perfect. You try to either do your makeup, your hair, you want to brush your teeth. Normally, these are in the beginning stages of the relationship, when you're just getting to know that person and you want them to think you're perfect. Hey, if that makes you happy, do it. But just remember, this isn't something you're going to do every day for the next 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. You may be that dedicated, but I can tell you, if your partner loves you, whether you're waking up with funky breath, messy hair, no makeup on, runny makeup on, no matter how you're waking up, if they truly love you and want to be with you, they're going to still be with you through all that, okay? I've woke up plenty of days with colds in my eye, probably funky breath, and I'm sure I snore, even though I'm not going to admit that to my partner. But no matter what, if that person loves you, they're still going to be with you. You don't have to oversell yourself to be Mrs. Perfect or Mr. Perfect. No one's looking for Mr. Perfect. If they are, I can tell them right now, they're not going to find that person. There is no Mr. or Mrs. Perfect out in the world. No one on this earth is perfect. But what you can get is someone that truly loves you, someone that truly cares about you, someone that is faithful to you, someone that puts your best interest at heart, someone that's not going to oversell you dreams and hopes that they know aren't going to come true. Someone that's going to be purely honest and someone that is truly there for you and can maintain themselves. What we don't want is baggage, tons of baggage. Now, I get that in the beginning of relationships, you can come in with a couple things going on. Sometimes in the middle, things can pop up or later on. That's not a problem. The type of person that you want to be with, you don't want them always acting like they're more than they are or like it's an oversell. Like, okay, well, yeah, I got these bills and this debt, but, you know, I'm just waiting on this to come through. And then you notice that nothing's coming through and you're taking care of that person because you have been oversold on what you thought was a great prospect of a person. So just make sure that when you're entering a relationship, you're not overselling yourself and the person's not overselling you. You don't want someone to act like they're more than what they are, because if that's the case, then you don't know what you're getting yourself into as in a relationship. the relationship is already starting off at a false start. Do you really want to go down the line 10, 20 years from now and then watching your whole world crash through after putting so much time and investment into someone you thought you loved? I know I wouldn't. Now, I'm not saying go out there at the beginning when you're first meeting your partner and let them know all your bad habits. Let them know about your funky breath, your snoring, you know, your debt, because you don't know where this relationship's going to wind up. But you do need to have a discussion somewhere in that 90 days, I feel, about what you expect long term if you think this person is going to be prospective into your future. You need to know that if this person is willing to be a house husband or a housewife. These days, we have it in both roles. Some women are the breadwinners, and some of them are the men are the breadwinners. You don't know what this person may be expecting out of you, and you don't know what you want to expect out of this person. So it's quick and easier to not waste time to find out in the beginning, what type of person is this person I'm dealing with? Because you don't want to oversell yourself to them and you don't want them overselling themselves to you. So being honest in the beginning, I feel is great to moving towards a healthy, happy, lovable, and enjoying relationship. Who's going to be the breadwinner? Are both partners okay if one of them makes less money? Are you comfortable knowing that your partner is the breadwinner? Or is your partner not comfortable with your low income or high income? Like, these are discussions you want to have to ask ahead of time. Because let's say you don't want to be a house husband or a housewife, and you don't want to be the person that takes out the garbage or handle the chores or deal with kids in the future. These are things you already want to know up front. And you may think that, hey, this is crazy. Who doesn't have these discussions? A lot of people don't have these discussions. They wait, and it's like a year into the relationship, and then all of a sudden there's problems. Well, I don't understand. I dated him for 365 days, and now we're going through all these battles because I didn't know who he was. But did you ask who he was? Did you really get to know him? Or did you fake it this whole time? Did you oversell yourself? Did he oversell himself? I mean, what was happening during that year you were dating? It could have been that you weren't asking the right questions. You saw this amazing woman or this amazing guy, and you already felt that you two were compatible. The reason you thought you were compatible, because you both weren't being who you truly are. You have to be who you are in a relationship to make it work. Your partner can't come up with any surprises of things like, well, I don't want kids, or I'm not handling any chores because I'm the breadwinner, or I'm not going to take out the garbage. This may be something that you want to discuss. Yeah, 90 days, you're not going to be living probably together and jumping down the aisle. If you're not, that's still fine. It's still good to have the discussion. You don't have to throw everything in the dinner at one time and overburden each other with these questions. But it's something you want to build up to into knowing who you are with. You want to know, is this person genuinely right for me? Or am I wasting my time? Is this someone I just want to see as a friend and we just chill out from here and there? Or is this a person that I want to marry? Know who you're dating. Know if you're compatible with this person. You don't want to oversell anything in a relationship. You want to be upfront and honest. If you know you're uncomfortable with anything that's being presented at the table, let that person know. Don't try to be like, well, let me see how I can work around this because I really like being with them. And oh my God, the sex is amazing. If we all married people just for the sex, our relationships would mostly all be in divorce. Because there's no way that you have to just leave it at one thing that's attracting you towards this person. It's a package deal. You're dating a package, a whole person, not one thing. Now, yeah, the sex is important. And we're going to get into that topic later on down our series. But at the beginning, when you're trying to establish each other, know each other, you want to know who you're with. Because there's no person out there that's flawless. There's no person out there that's going to be your yes man or your yes woman. There are people out there that have built to who they are. They have their own personalities. And that's what you want to get to know. You don't want to know the fake gentleman or the fake girl, the fake Instagram people. You want to know someone that's genuine. So keep this in mind in the beginning of your relationships about overselling yourself, acting like you're more than who you are. That's important. Many people don't think about that in the beginning. They're just so excited to be in a new relationship. Oh, this new adventure. Oh, he makes me so happy. But have you guys talked? Have you really sat there and wondered if you're really compatible or is this just a phase? Thank you for tuning in to Don't Oversell Yourself or Don't Act Like You're More Than What You Are. Next, we're going to talk about strengths and weaknesses on our next episode. So just hit us up on our Facebook or Instagram, or you can leave us a message on our Anchor accounts. Remember, you don't have to leave your name and details of who you are, just your problems, and we will address them on our next segment. Thank you again. This is Mrs. Love. And again, I enjoy helping you keep it romantic. I hope you like listening to this podcast. I just want to remind you that I am not a licensed doctor or a psychiatrist. I am only giving advice off life experiences. This does not count as a session with a licensed professional. Again, this is not a substitute for a relationship with a licensed mental health professional. Thank you.